takes so long to come to me. Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby. When I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Oh, it is so good to be back, everybody, after a long hiatus of winter break. It was nice, but, you know, it's good to be back. And today, folks, I have a very special guest on the program, and that is none other than my good friend, the one, the only, Mr. Sammy Minch. Sammy, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing well. Sammy's a really good friend of mine, but I also wanted to bring him onto the program today because he's really into just like music, reviewing music, ranking music, doing all sorts of stuff with music. And I think he has some pretty interesting takes to bring to the show. So in a few minutes, we're going to be going through some of his picks of some of his top favorite songs, something. And there's some interesting ones on here. I'm excited to look over them. How you doing on this snowy day, Sammy Minch?
Oh, man. Well, I've kind of before this show, locked myself in my room just doing a ton of work. It's a rough week for work here at Tufts University.
A lot of weeks are, but yeah, it's true. Yeah, but I mean, we got a few weeks of winter left, but I'll appreciate the snow for now. Anyway, so...
For sure.
We got a few songs here today. I'll let Sammy take a couple minutes here to get ready, think about his takes. I'll play one of mine first, and that's going to be Tightrope by Kwaku Asante. And then when we come back, we'll get into some music. Sweet.
Seeing, ooh, meant to be my medication. attributions, including patience. Frequently showing empathy, it's a cold war time in the making. Clashing is a gesture, showing painful indications of dysfunction. If there is no compromising or solution, scream loud when we just talking, like maybe we're better off as friends. You've been pushing me harder, telling me not to create a drama. What's this place? The place where we are questioning the ground beneath, too scared to speak. You got me walking on a tightrope, tightrope. It's been a long time since we spoke. I don't know how you're feeling about me right now, but I know that I need you some. Play the victim, yeah. Acting different when invested. My brain is something that you mess with. Confusion turns into decay, causing damage that we ain't amending. There's no cure for what this is. No longer mine. Lost the feeling that was divine. You got me walking on a tightrope, tightrope. It's been a long since we spoke, I don't know how you feel about me right now, but I know that I need you some way, somehow. I'm guessing that our time is up. Walking on a tightrope, tightrope. It's been a long time since we spoke. I don't know how you feel about me right now, but I know that I need you some way, somehow. You got me walking on a tightrope, tightrope. It's been a long time since we spoke.
All right, everybody, that was Tightrope by Kwaku Asante, and now we are back on the program, sitting here with Mr. Sammy Mensch, and we're going to get into some of his music, because he has a few interesting tracks here. This first one, I feel like a lot of people might have heard this one before, but it's Hall of Fame by The Script and featuring Will.i.am. Sammy, before we jump into this one, you want to say a few words about what this means to you, anything like that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this song goes way back, before I even got into music. This was my elementary school graduation song.
All right, wow.
Yeah, I know we all share that special connection with our elementary school graduation song.
Totally.
And back in the, it gives just that 2010s nostalgia, especially as a 19-year-old, like early 2010s. But also, you know, that song, it's just the message it sends is just like unconditionally, like, sending the listener love, like, you will be the best, like, you will just, like, keep trusting in yourself. And I love that message so much. And it kind of, when I feel like lost in life, in a day, just having a bad day, I'll listen to that song and be like, okay, like, no, like, I'm having a bad day, but like, this is who I am. And especially this past summer, I was going through a pretty rough time. Mm-hmm. And I know for a lot of us listening, a lot of us music lovers, when we listen to a song during a time that we're feeling vulnerable, that song gives an attachment to that time.
Yeah.
And if the time is bad enough, then we might not be able to ever listen to it again because it's like, oh,
right.
That song is just that experience. Like, you can't listen to it anymore. But I listened to Hall of Fame when I was going through a rough time because I know that that song will never kind of change the meaning. Nothing will change the meaning of that song to me. So I can always kind of go to it regardless of what is going on in my life, regardless of what it is. It's always, okay, like, you will get back on track. Like, you will do your thing. And it's just really powerful for me. And yes, like, at the surface, Hall of Fame is a pop song by The Script and Will I Am that is played on the radio constantly. But for me, it's more, and I know all the listeners out there have that song for sure. And
No, I completely agree with you. I completely identify with that as well. It's interesting because we also did in my elementary school in fifth grade, we also did like a big, we basically did like this big talent show thing in fifth grade. And we used this song also, and a bunch of us dressed up and like had a huge dance party. Like, not only is it a huge motivating song, like you were talking about, but it's also just like a pick me up with like energy too. Like, you feel like what you're saying, you feel more powerful, you feel more united with everyone around you. And yeah, like, you hear it on the radio a lot, it's like another one of those pop songs, but there's also something different about it with like the motivating aspect of it and people just kind of rallying together with it. So I think it's a fantastic choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so without further ado, we'll give this track a whirl. This is Hall of Fame once again by The Script and Will I Am. Here we go.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero. You could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. Are you ever gonna know if you never even try?
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Yeah.
And the world.
Politicians be preachers, yeah. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.
King Kong banging on your chest.
You can be a jerk.
Oh, what a banger. What a banger. I actually haven't listened to that song in a while, so it was good to hear it again. You had something, another thing to say?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, back in the elementary school days, shout out Samuel Yagashi, PS372, Brooklyn, class of 2013. We had a three-year debate on whether it is sitting in the Hall of Fame or standing in the Hall of Fame. We did not think.
I don't know.
What do you think, Sammy D?
I feel like I've had this debate at one point with my buddies too.
That's incredible. Standing,
I think standing would be more better in my opinion. I think I'll say that's what it is, without much of a strong preference. But do you have a strong preference? What do you think?
So I agree with you that it should be standing, but I was always on the side that the middle choruses were sitting in the Hall of Fame. That's what he says. He says sitting in the Hall of Fame. And the last line, you might say standing, but the middle lines are sitting. My guys from elementary school were vehemently for standing in the Hall of Fame. Vehemently.
Well, I like the image of that, too, because when I think of the Hall of Fame, I also think of, like, podiums and, like, people, like, you know, statues and stuff. So I want to believe that, but you might be right. I don't know.
I am right. After looking it up on Genius in eighth grade, I took it to him.
I see how it is.
Anyway.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break from Sammy's music, and we're going to play one of mine really quick. I think I played this one on the show before. It's Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive. It's another upbeat, fun one. And then we'll be back in just a moment.
I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind. I've been writing your name down next to mine. Been imagining all the things you and I could do. Ooh, ooh. I've seen all the possibilities in my dreams. You're alone and you should really be next to me. Baby, let's not wait and see. Immediate action isn't necessary. It's a fatal attraction. It's a little scary.
And we're back, folks. That was Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive. Now, Sammy, I want to ask you, so you're really into the rankings, the reviews. You've had a few Instagram accounts or just things in your past where you've reviewed music, you've reviewed all sorts of things. And first, I wasn't really around when you had your music review account, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you started that and what types of content you put on there when it was going, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, yeah. So it started in my sophomore year of high school. I followed a lot of accounts that ranked rap albums coming out like today. They would do a lot of really cool stuff like pick 9 albums, which one would you remove? Or if you had to have these 3 artists and one of them would be removed, like who would you get rid of?
Mm.
And I thought that was really interesting, and I kind of went out to set out to make a more simple version of that, but for rock songs of the 1900s, like the whole like 1960 to like 2000, etc.
Sweet.
The original name of the Instagram was called 20th Century Songs.
Okay.
But it changed to All Things Music because I just wanted to review rap as well. And what I would do with the account is I would kind of crowdsource albums to listen to, the ones that I have, ones that I haven't. And I would power rank the tracks on each of those albums.
Yeah.
And then post the picture of the album, review the album as I liked it. I got some backlash on some of my ratings, as one would.
Of course, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun for me. And honestly, it really, part of it kind of came from a place of self-interest as well, because I really gained so much new music from this account, from people requesting new songs. My music taste must have grown like double what it was in the span of a month, because I was just constantly churning out reviews, and like it really just expanded my like repertoire. And I took it up over quarantine. I did it at the end of my sophomore year, and it was just so good for me.
Yeah,
I hope it was good for the followers, but it ended up just like, I wouldn't be where I am today musically without that account.
Yeah, I feel like I'm having a similar experience right now hosting this show, because, I mean, going into it, I felt like I had some, like, you know, music taste and diverse music interest, but I feel like just making, like, an account or making a show or making something related to music, like, forces you to kind of explore new music that you wouldn't otherwise. And I think that's a really cool experience that, you know, you made this account, but... And as you were doing it, you found new interest, new music, and new stuff you might not have had otherwise. So that's great. But that account, at least temporarily or something, you've been taking a break from that account. How about we talk about your latest adventures?
In power rankings?
Of course.
Yeah, so, you know, as Sammy Minch, as you know, I cannot stay away from the power rankings for long. So... I transitioned from music power rankings to Tufts power rankings, and I currently have an Instagram account. It's been inactive for a while, hopefully back soon, but we are ranking just things at Tufts, and, you know, people at Tufts, people in the world, people like to complain, right? They like to complain about stuff.
Yeah.
And like, ranking stuff like, oh, like, this burrito bowl is so much worse than this Pan Asia meal at Hodge Food on the Run. That's a Tufts like takeout place, whatever. What the point of this ranking account does is I send out a Google form has a theme every week, or that has a theme, and people rank their list. First thing I did was dorms, and I would post from 10 to 1 each dorm with an explanation of why the crowd thought that dorm was ranked where it was ranked.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun because people argued about it, like, oh, Sam, you put Hill Hall at 10th out of 10? You're a terrible person.
It got really intense. I mean, I was voting on all of them. I'm just saying, Bush Hall is the best dorm. I don't know why. What was it, 7th?
Bush was 7th.
No, that's just... No, see, like, even just right now, I'm, like, getting angry about it. And Sammy's totally right. Like, people eat up this stuff. People eat up rankings. People eat up, like, debate. It's been a lot of fun on that account. Yeah. Did we finish the Hodge rankings? I forget.
They are not currently posted, but I'm probably going to start a new rank because Hodge meals are probably not as interesting as other ones. Burrito bowls come in at number 2. and General Gao's chicken at number one.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to see where that account goes. And do you think that your music account's going to come back? Do you think you're going to make something new? Do you have any ideas of anything you could do in the future? Or is focusing on the rankings
right
now?
It's a huge time commitment, the music account, much more than the Power Rankings. Because Power Rankings, you send out a form, but for music, you really have to get an educated look at an album by listening to it at least two times before you can really make a judgment on it. And so it just takes a long time, and, you know, I'm been super busy, but
totally.
I hope it comes back in the future when I have more time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Me too, man. Yeah, but don't sweat. It's a busy time right now.
It's a busy time.
Busy time. All right, let's get back to your music now.
Ooh.
The next song you have queued up for us today is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Mm. Can you say a few words about this gem?
Guys, I promise we're not just going to play pop songs the whole time. I promise it'll get more interesting. But I Want It That Way does have a special connection with me. Number one, I learned it for the first time my summer from freshman to sophomore year. I was at a camp, and I wasn't having the best time at the camp in that year. And I Want It That Way, I played it on piano at one of the little talent show things, and it just it's just such a hype song. It's so hype, and it just discovering it felt the feeling of discovering a new song. It's so good. Like, it's a new song that just clicks.
Oh.
And I don't know. I hadn't heard it at the time, and you know, it's a pop song for a reason. It just clicked.
Yeah.
And it was just really good, and it really helped me through that. And my other more well-known thing about I Want It That Way is my mom and I both love that song, and my brother and my dad hate that song.
Interesting.
So when my mom and I go on drives alone, we will listen to I Want It That Way and just scream it at the top of our lungs. And it actually, my mom posted about it as a little short story.
Oh,
and
yeah? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we were driving through our neighborhood once, and it started playing. I was like, Mom, roll the windows down. We should start singing this at the top of our lungs. And she's like, oh, it's a residential neighborhood. It's pretty late. We don't want to disturb the neighbors. And then she was like, you know what, Sammy, you're only going to be here for another month before you go to college. Let's just sing it. So we just sung I Want It That Way, and it was very euphoric and just great. So the song is just awesome.
That's iconic, and I love that. I definitely, I hear this song a lot, but you saying that gives it a whole new meaning and personability to it. And yeah, I can't wait to play it in a second. Sit back, relax, everybody. Roll down those windows, and let's hear I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Here we go.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way, but we are two.
Stay. from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire.
Of course, that was I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. That song is so timeless. I don't care. People have strong opinions about it. It's great. It's so great. We were like singing along in here as when we turned down the mics, and it's just a great song. So that was that. Okay, we're halfway through the show, everybody. Now is the time of the show for a PSA. Today, it is dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. That was a public service message from all fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's important to eat fruit, Mr. Minch.
Oh, man. Those dried apricots, a staple of my diet. A staple.
Seriously. Honestly, I feel like I really need to listen to that PSA right now. I've been not eating enough fruit. It's hard in the winter. There's not as much fruit circulating around, but it's important. Got to do it.
So important.
All those fruits there, really good for you. Anyways, let's get back into the program here. I'm going to play one of mine really quick, and then we can go back over to you, Sammy. This one's a classic, another classic. It's We Can Work It Out by the one and only Stevie Wonder.
Classic.
Here we go.
I will ask you once Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
That was We Can Work It Out by Stevie Wonder. All right, checking back in on Sammy Minch. How we doing?
I am stellar right now. Just had a big sip of water.
Oh,
voice is ready to go.
Hydrate or dehydrate, baby. Mm. Let's go. Waterloo Sunset is your next song by The Kinks. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, man. I'm sorry to all you listening to this who just have heard me rave about this song for the past 2 years. Without stopping, but I think I'm glad that we got to this because this is a little less generic, even though people know it. But the Kinks do not get enough love from the bands of the 60s.
They really don't.
They don't. They have so many good albums that just go unlistened. Like their whole albums are good. Arthur, Lola, that whole album, and then this song Waterloo Sunset. This was over, for me, this connection really came over quarantine where I just didn't have much going on. Mm-hmm. And Waterloo Sunset is really about, it's really about finding, the singer found their Waterloo Sunset, which kind of means they're like solace.
Mm.
Ray Davies is the singer and he sings about how, as long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise. Despite, and then the verse is about how he's kind of sad, he's feeling alone, and he doesn't really need any friends. And all the time, this is kind of similar to Hall of Fame, but like, if I'm having a bad day, like, what can I turn to? Like, Hall of Fame was a song, but like, Waterloo Sunset really makes me think about like tangible things. Like, I'm gonna call a friend right now. I'm gonna like do freaking go for a run, and it's just. Really finding that solace, and it's just a really nice, like, kind of brings me to home.
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
Great.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. I've heard this song before, but not much. So I think listening to this in a second here is going to be a good experience, from what I hear from you, Sammy Minch.
It's also a brilliant song.
Yeah,
written. Yeah.
So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. This is Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Enjoy, everybody.
Sunset time.
Waterloo sunset time.
Now that was Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Sammy, you were right. You were right. I mean, I wasn't questioning you. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
It's a great song. And shout out to my guy Rico Brill from two summers ago. We listened to the song after he went through something a little rough. And we were on the beach. It was 11 p.m. And we just turned this song on and we were like, I was just like, let's stare at the stars for a sec.
Mm.
And it was nice to just like kind of recenter ourselves. So shout out Rico Brill.
Yeah, there really is a euphoric aspect to all of these songs in very widely different ways too. Like this felt like a very summery song, like exactly what you're describing, kind of just laying back above the stars and thinking about life kind of song, you know? Great pick. This had me wondering, Sammy Minch, are the Kinks your favorite band? Do you have one favorite band, one favorite artist, or is it a bunch of different things?
It's a great question. I would say that the Kinks are my favorite band.
Yeah.
They're just, their repertoire, I kind of click with their whole repertoire.
Mm.
I could make the argument for Stevie Wonder. I could make the argument for the Beatles.
Yeah.
But the Kinks, in terms of how much I know their stuff to how much the rest of the world, especially Gen Z, knows their stuff, I would say people would call me a Kinks like super fan, and I would agree with that.
They're
awesome.
They're really good. They really flew under the radar in that golden age in the 60s with the Beatles and everybody else. Maybe, who knows, Sammy, we might have to bring you back on for a full-on The Kinks review episode at some point here. But that'll be for another time. Next up,
absolutely,
we are going to play, I got to decide here. Let's play Dark Red by Steve Lacy, and then we'll be back right after that. Here we go.
All right. He has so many bangers, guys.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up. Way I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you. Don't leave me. Don't leave my girl.
History. It's hard to ignore the thing that used to be. You look at me now, but I wonder if you see that I'm swimming in the past. You're waiting patiently. You heard it all before. It isn't you, it's me. When I'm losing the battle, you're just another casualty. Casualty. I'm feeding the flame.
All right, that was Dark Red by Steve Lacy, and I snuck in Casualty by Lawrence right there, right at the end. Two fun songs, two different songs. One of them I just discovered, actually, the other day, and the other one I've played on the show before. Anyways, we're coming up to the last 10 minutes of the show here. I want to talk about the big event of the day a little bit, unrelated to music, but it's Super Bowl Sunday, baby. It is Super Bowl Sunday.
Woo!
And we are very excited. I can't wait for this matchup between the Rams and the Bengals. It's the people's matchup. I wanted it all along. Well, I didn't know if it was actually going to happen. But Sammy Minch, predictions for how this Super Bowl is going to go today.
Oh, well, you know me. I want to pick Joe Burrow so bad. Joe Burr, Joe Scheisty, whatever his name is. He is just so cool under pressure. And that is very much making me shiver at my pick, as one would say.
Uh-huh.
But this Super Bowl is very much giving me the same vibes as last year, where the Buccaneers' defensive line terrorized Mahomes.
Yes.
And Mahomes was so cool. We remember his horizontal throw, but there is only so much you can do as a great quarterback. And this just seems like it's going to be a tale of two lines, to quote my good friend Sammy D.
There you go.
And the Rams' defensive line is just going to terrorize the Bengals' offensive line. Unless the Bengals, Joe Burrow gets it out fast, but they'll account for that. And the final score will be Rams 29, Bengals 21.
Yeah.
And Aaron Donald will enter the conversation as the best defensive player ever. He won't be the best defensive player ever, but he will enter the conversation.
That sounds like a great take to me, and I agree with most of that. I'm going to go Rams 24, Bengals 17. Mm. And I 100% agree. I think this tale of two lines, I think Aaron Donald, Von Miller, they're going to put Jalen Ramsey on Ja'Marr Chase, and he's going to get taken out of the game immediately because of that.
Mm.
But our viewer listeners can't see this, but Sammy Minch here is wearing a Giants shirt. We almost always... What does it say at the bottom?
We almost always almost win.
Now, that's the story for the Giants today. Lawrence Taylor, who was a linebacker on the Giants, a consensus best defensive player of all time. But you're right that if Aaron Donald eats tonight, that I wouldn't say he's the best, but he definitely starts to inch toward Lawrence Taylor, and people like that enter that realm of greatest defensive players ever. So there's a lot of cool storylines here happening tonight. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be really fun. Halftime show has a lot of big names. We'll see how that goes. I heard they might be bringing potentially a hologram of Tupac on. I heard a rumor about that.
Sorry?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there, but they're trying to do like LA rappers, a big thing like that. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Eminem, LA rapper.
Well, no. Generally, I'm talking like, you know what I mean.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. Detroit and LA rappers.
There we go.
So now we're going to get back to music. This last one given to us by Sammy Minch right here is called Sweet Emotion by the Kooks, and it's going to take us out for the rest of the program tonight. Sammy, can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get on this show without paying some homage to my high school friends back home and the sheer amount of music. This is specifically my good friend Bryce Jacobs. But the amount of music that my friends have given me, and this song's really a symbol of that. And I just like literally just looking at someone's playlist and hitting shuffle, and then the first three songs they listen to are all songs that I'll play on repeat for the next month. And this is one of them. It's just a great upbeat song, a lot of fun. Me and my friends had a woodworking business my senior year where we would make wood carvings and sell them, and we would always have the speaker on, and this would be the first song that we turn on. So it's just good memories, great song. Take it away.
Oh, I can't wait for it. And this will take us out for the rest of the program today. Once again, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sammy Minch, thank you so much for coming on to the program today. This has been a lot of fun. You must come back on soon. We'll do some stuff with the Kinks or something else, whatever you want. Without further ado, this is Sweet Emotion. We'll see everybody next week. Take care. Stay warm.
Thank you, Sammy D.
Bye-bye.
She's a woman that's on your mind. She's a woman who takes her time. She's a woman that's on your mind. She's a woman who takes her time. She's the one that's on my mind.
I feel sweet emotions.
She's the one that takes my time.
I feel sweet emotions.
She's the one that's on my mind.
I feel sweet emotions.
She's the one that's on my mind.
I feel sweet emotions.